At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Free agency day one is complete, and that means it is time to crown our winners and our losers of day one of NHL free agency. In the description below, you can find the link to the episode about the winners of day one of free agency. But you are here for the giant losers of free agency, so let's get started. I have 5 teams I am going to crown and place into the losers category, starting with one of the bigger losers of the day, the Boston Bruins, for signing Tanner Jeannot to $3.5 million for 5 years. Tanner Jeannot, who has not been the Tanner Jeannot that we know for many years now. Back in the 2021-2022 season, Tanner Jeannot had 24 goals and 17 assists for 41 points. Then, during his stint with Nashville in the 22-23 season, he had 5 goals and 9 assists. Not great. Midseason trade over to Tampa Bay Lightning, who paid the sun and the moon for Tanner Jeannot for the type of player he is, and also for hopefully some sort of production. In that 23 run against the Toronto Maple Leafs, he got injured in the playoffs too, only had 3 games against them in the playoffs. Has not been the type of performer that he was in that second year, in his first full year in the league, really, in that 21-22 season, and then subsequently was moved over to LA. They also paid to get him, and he did not perform for the Kings. In 67 games, he had 7 goals, 6 assists, and then his season ended prematurely with a groin injury, and he did not play in the playoffs for the Los Angeles Kings. The Boston Bruins decided to give this player, who I think is a very talented player, and I came on this channel, on this feed, and I said, I want the Leafs to get Tanner Jeannot. I want this guy on the Toronto Maple Leafs at a reasonable number. $3.4 million for Tanner Jeannot to play in the bottom 6 of your lineup for 5 consecutive seasons is not good asset management. That is not how you distribute the dollars you have under the salary cap. He is not worth $3.4 million, and he's definitely not worth a 5-year commitment at that number. He's 28. That means he is what he is at this point. It's not about crossing your fingers and hoping that he can be the Tanner Jeannot of a couple years ago and grow into that player. You know what he is, and I think it's just a little too much for this player. I would have loved him at 1.5 for the Leafs to play somewhere in the bottom 6. At 3.4 for 5 years, it is way too much. Team number 2 on my losers list from day one of free agency, the Columbus Blue Jackets, who did not sign a free agent, but instead kept their guy from going to free agency, and that is Ivan Provorov, who they re-signed to an $8.5 million per year contract for 7 years. Ivan Provorov is now amongst the top 15 highest paid defensemen in the National Hockey League, a place where he should not be based on what he is to the Columbus Blue Jackets, and that is a second pairing left defenseman. He'll probably be playing behind Zach Werenski on the second pairing of your left D there. And for $8.5 million, $1 million short of Zach Werenski, Ivan Provorov is not worth that money, and he's not even a young guy. It's not like you're paying this 22-year-old and you're expecting him to grow into it. Just like Tanner Jeannot, he's 28, but unlike Tanner Jeannot, he got more years than the 5 Jeannot got. He got 7, a giant overpay for 7 years. In a vacuum, this deal is an overpay, and that's why the Columbus Blue Jackets have to be placed here on the losers list. But considering the circumstances of the Blue Jackets, who are $19.6 million under the NHL salary cap, it doesn't really matter that it's a terrible contract because they were never hitting the cap ceiling. So if they're paying a guy $2 million more than he should be making, $3 million maybe even more than he should be making, it doesn't matter because that $3 million doesn't change what they're doing with their roster because they're not bumping up against it. But that is not a smart way to run your team, because what happens if one day you do need that salary cap space? The Columbus Blue Jackets should be hoping and planning for that one day they have to hand out a giant contract to Adam Fantilli, to Kent Johnston, to Denton Mateychuk. Like, you want these players to grow into giant contracts, and you're going to want the salary cap space available to do that. And handing out a big boatload of money to Ivan Provorov, who is not worth $8.5 million, is not a good way to run your team. Number three on my list is the Los Angeles Kings. And I really like what the Los Angeles Kings are doing because they've kind of been retooling on the fly. They've been going up against the Edmonton Oilers every single year in the playoffs and falling up short. And they've been trying to reshuffle the chairs on the deck to have all this young talent come up and their aging talent stay there with the young talent. I think they've been doing really good with their roster. But then today, Ken Holland decided to hand out a $4.5 million contract, AAV, for four seasons to Cody Ceci. A right-handed defenseman. We all know Cody Ceci shoots right, but we all also know that Cody Ceci is a very disappointing player who's always been put in positions that are far above his skill level. And he had an all right tenure in Edmonton. They went to the cup final. He played important games. It was good. But then he was shaky in Pittsburgh. His tenure in Toronto for the one season he was there, it felt like Cody Ceci was a Leaf for 40 years. He was there for one single season, and he still is burned into our retinas forever. His time in Ottawa was underwhelming, and now at $4.5 million, Cody Ceci is going to match his career high in earnings, which is a strange thing to do at this age when he's been in the league for so long, and he's kind of only been Cody Ceci, and that's not a star defenseman. And committing to Cody Ceci for so long speaks to like what this market was for defensemen, especially right shot defensemen. He's big. We get it. He's big, but he's not skilled, and he has never been skilled. And to see a smart team like the Kings commit money to a player who's going to be disappointing in Ceci, it's disappointing to see. I did like their signing of Corey Perry. I think Corey Perry's a winner, and I think whatever team he's on is going to be boosted by having Corey Perry around. Anton Forsberg is great depth goaltending. Joel Armia, too, making $2.5 million for 2 years to join the Kings, is a signing I'm not really a big fan of. I think Ken Holland might be going in the wrong direction with these Los Angeles Kings, with these signings, and I'll throw in there as well Brian Dumoulin, $4 million AAV for three seasons. That's a total value of $12 million. I'm not a fan of what the Kings did today. They spent a lot of money in a lot of middling pieces. I hate to add this next team to the list because I had higher hopes for them heading into free agency, and they did get JJ Paterka. That's the Utah Mammoth. So if we're including the JJ Paterka deal, this whole thing looks a little better, but I think I gotta add them to the losers category because Nate Schmidt and Brandon Tanev. Nate Schmidt for $3.5 million, Brandon Tanev for $2.5 million. Isn't what I wanted the Utah Mammoth to do. I wanted big swings out of the Mammoth, and it felt like with their moves today, they were kind of left holding the bag of money they wanted to give out to all of the free agents, and there weren't many free agents available, and they had to settle on Nate Schmidt and Brandon Tanev. Brandon Tanev at $2.5 million. Okay, he's fourth line player, 2.5, cool. If you're not up against the cap, that's fine. But Brandon Tanev's name value has always been higher than his actual production. And Nate Schmidt at $3.5 million is coming off a season with the Florida Panthers where he was making 800 grand, which is ridiculous. Bill Zito should be in jail for getting Nate Schmidt to sign that deal. This is a player who played big minutes when he was with the Vegas Golden Knights, played big minutes when he was with the Winnipeg Jets, but he's not Nate Schmidt of prime. And I feel like you're going back in time and betting on Nate Schmidt to return to a higher form of Nate Schmidt at $3.5 million for three seasons till he's 36. That, too, also screams desperation to me when you're giving this 33-year-old a three-year contract. It's not pretty in my eyes. It feels like an overpay, and it feels like a team that's reaching when they didn't have a big fish that they could spend money on. I know they wanted to be in on the Besser negotiations, and that just never came up. They never had the opportunity to offer big names big money, and I expected the Utah Mammoth to make a big splash, and what I got was Nate Schmidt and Vitek Vanacek and Brandon Tanev. So I'm disappointed. So the Utah Mammoth, I gotta add them as soft losers in this category. The last team we have to talk about who had a very strange day, and I'm going to justify one of their signings, but it's an overpay and you shouldn't do that, but it makes sense if you're this team. And then the other signing, you just didn't do the right thing. That is the Philadelphia Flyers signing Christian Dvorak and Dan Vladar. So they handed Christian Dvorak this $5.4 million contract, but it is for one season. And I can understand you giving a player a one-year deal on, hey, come here, play maybe until the trade deadline, and then we flip you. Or come here for 1 year, boost your stats, we keep you, whatever. We'll find out if you're actually worth that $5.4 million. Christian Dvorak right now is not worth $5.4 million. His numbers do not justify that. We'll look at them from last year right now when he was on the Montreal Canadiens. Those 12 goals and 21 assists he had are not worth $5.4 million. That 12-goal season was his highest goal season since the 2020-21 season, when with the Arizona Coyotes, he had 17 goals in 56 games. And then the year before that, he had 18 goals in 70 games. That's the 19-20 season. Christian Dvorak, a player who's never scored 20 goals in his career, never had a 40-point season, is not a $5.4 million player. You have to be in the loser category if you were handing out this giant contract to a player who doesn't deserve it. But I understand that it's 1 year. They can retain on the money, flip him at the trade deadline if he's performing well, and then you're good. You're good. You can move on. And right now, you're the Philadelphia Flyers, who are not trying to compete for a playoff spot. I don't think they think they're a playoff team this year. I don't think they will be in the playoffs. It's fine to have this on the books for one season. Reevaluate next year if you don't end up trading him at the trade deadline. But that doesn't mean that he deserved all of this money and he deserves to make this amount of money in Philadelphia. And then on to Dan Vladar, who signed this contract entirely because Jake Allen never hit the market. I think that is exactly it. I think the Philadelphia Flyers and Daniel Briere were ready to give Jake Allen a whole bunch of money, probably a contract similar to this, but for much longer and maybe like a couple $100,000 more. Dan Vladar got $3.35 million from the Flyers for two seasons, which is okay. It's all right. He had an all right season last year in Calgary. He's going to be, hopefully, in the perfect world for the Flyers, your number two goalie. Maybe if Ersin and Fedotov do well, he'll be your number three goalie. They wanted Jake Allen. Jake Allen never hit the market. Even though New Jersey and Philly are right next door to each other, he wouldn't take the extra money to come to Philadelphia, and that sucks for Philadelphia. So they had to settle on their second option. They are the bridesmaid in the goalie conversation today on day one of NHL free agency. Let me know what you think about my NHL free agency day one loser list, and let me know about your biggest losers from day one of NHL free agency in the comments on the Jesse Blake Sports Report YouTube channel. That is it for me right now. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to be watching or listening right now, and I appreciate you for that. Don't forget to hit like, and don't forget to hit subscribe. Good night from Toronto.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.